Boeing gets a big order from Virgin Blue Group. Bizjet ops are rising to signal a turnaround. And Continental Airlines traffic was up 5% in March. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Tuesday, April 6th, 2010. Finally, we get to report some good economic news. The year 2010 is already looking much better for Boeing than 2009 turned out. Virgin Blue Group confirms it has formally signed an agreement with Boeing for up to 105 brand new 737s. The transaction has been in negotiation for 9 months, and its completion constitutes the biggest aircraft order in Virgin Blue's 10-year history, and Boeing's biggest order in a year and a half. The agreement includes 50 firm 737-800 next-generation aircraft, with flexibility to convert those orders to either the -700 or -900, 25 additional firm delivery positions secured as options, and 30 future purchase rights. Delivery is scheduled from June 2011 through 2017, and delivery options will provide flexibility to manage movements in market conditions. Virgin Blue Chief Executive Brett Godfrey said, quote, "Securing this agreement now places Virgin Blue in a strong position to prepare for steady future growth as domestic and short-haul markets recover. It will also ensure a turnover of aircraft to maintain the youngest fleet of modern aircraft, which is crucial for maintaining our commitment to on-time performance and the lowest cost base possible," unquote. Godfrey apparently didn't want to come right out and say it, but he hints that Boeing was in a mood to deal after a 2009 in which the company saw only 142 net orders for the whole year. Quote, "Virgin Blue was fortunate to see the opportunity and be in a position to take advantage. Pricing cannot be disclosed, but importantly, net pricing is improved from 2001 levels, allowing for a lowering of the fleet's cost base. We expect to finalize our funding arrangements for these aircraft shortly," unquote. The New York Times reports that increasing business flight operations may be signaling a turnaround in the economy. FAA figures quoted by the Times show the number of flight operations peaked at 4.8 million in 2007, then fell by 11% in 2008 and 19% more in 2009. But the numbers show bizjet use in December and January are both up over the previous year. If true, it looks as though an upturn in fleet use will be well ahead of a reversal in slumping sales for manufacturers. Cessna's Doug Oliver told the paper there are signs of hope, especially in some overseas markets, including India and Brazil. But he adds that the company does not expect an upturn in sales until 2011. Oliver told the paper, quote, "There are pockets here and there that are promising, and cancellations have slowed," unquote. Continental Airlines says its traffic in March rose more than 5% from a year ago, and capacity rose only 0.5%, resulting in a load factor for the month of 83.1%, up from 79.4% a year ago. The airline says an upturn may be underway, as revenue per available seat mile in March was up about 15%. In March, only about 3/4 of the airline's flights were on time, but it completed all but 0.2% of them. Organizers of the Alaska Airmen's Association trade show and convention say the recession never did make it to general aviation in the 49th state. The show is coming up May 1st and 2nd, charges no admission, and expects to draw over 21,000 people to Ted Stevens Anchorage International Airport. The trade show offers static displays of various models of the Piper Super Cub and other complete aircraft, and add-ons like Tundra tires, skis, floats, and other mods for bush flying in the north. Association Executive Director D. Hansen says of the local economy, quote, "Last year we had 250 vendors, and five of those grossed between $50,000 and $100,000 in sales. So you can see, Alaskans are spending money on aviation-related items," unquote. The highlight of the weekend will be the raffle of a Piper Super Cub, rebuilt by Dan's Aircraft Repair, on Sunday, May 2nd. The Cub is valued at $140,000, comes with Tundra tires, Landis skis, AeroSet floats, and it'll be raffled off at 5 p.m. Find out more at AlaskaAirmen.org. Up next on ANN, the FAA shrinks restricted airspace around Crawford, Texas. Rockwell Collins updates software for the Airshow 4000. And join us in Orlando, from wherever you are. You're listening to Aero News.
Remember what the future used to look like? The flying cars, the spaceports, the rocket packs and spandex outfits? That was some future, wasn't it? But hey, here's the real future. A Garmin Wass Navigator. It makes its own glide path out of GPS signals, so you can land IFR at thousands of airports with no ILS or other ground-based approaches. Now that's a future you can believe in. Garmin Wass GPS. Follow the leader.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for April 6th. I'm Paul Plagg. First, a quick reminder that we're about to try an experiment starting Thursday. Live streaming video coverage of the Aircraft Electronics Association's convention and show in Orlando. Thursday morning, starting at 9:30 a.m. Eastern Time, we'll bring you AEA's new product showcase live. In order to be seen as humane by West Coasters, for whom that would be 6:30 a.m., the coverage will also be archived for later viewing. Friday and Saturday, ANN editor Tom Patton and I, both chosen for our perfect hair, will be bringing you news and interviews from the main floor. That's Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern, and then again at 11 a.m. Saturday as we wrap up the show. Watch our main site at aero-news.net and also the video main page at aero-tv.net for details on how to access those streams. Flying near the ranch of former U.S. President George W. Bush will get a little easier now. The FAA says the restricted airspace near Crawford, Texas, will be reduced from 3 miles to 2 in diameter, and the ceiling will drop from 5,000 to 2,000 feet. FAA spokesman Lynn Lunsford told the Associated Press, quote, "It's a smaller circle, just a smaller area. We're doing this per a request from the Secret Service. They're the ones that get to make the calls on the size of the presidential airspace," unquote. But don't mistake the smaller area for a relaxation in enforcement. Jets may still be scrambled if you bust the boundary. Lunsford comments, quote, "It's obviously something we take very seriously. Depending on the circumstances surrounding the violation, there can be penalties including suspension of their pilot's licenses," unquote. Rockwell Collins says version 2 software enhancements for its Airshow 4000 moving map system for business jets are now available and in production. The new software claims dramatic 3D enhancements and updates the look of the Airshow 3D moving map product lines. Steve Timm, VP and General Manager of Information Management for Rockwell, says an installed base of 4,000 units made this upgrade a priority. Quote, "The version 2 enhancements are the best we've had yet in terms of adding new customizable options and features that focus on information that is unique to the airborne experience. We think our customers will truly be wowed by the new aspects of Airshow 4000's moving map capabilities," unquote. Version 2 uses NASA's Blue Marble map data, which is based on satellite imagery, and supports IP-based connectivity over high-speed and broadband data systems to augment existing satellite telephone connectivity, providing faster, more reliable upload of up-to-the-minute Airshow network programming. Existing Airshow 4000 customers can upgrade to version 2 through a custom software configuration that may also require a hardware modification. Software trade-in and performance programs are available. Still ahead, Obama abandons Bush's plan to expand federal power to fight pandemics. Robertson Airport is in line for a facelift. And old things get old by lasting a long time. You're listening to Aero News.
At Cirrus Design, we don't ignore the fundamentals of aviation design. We give them an ingenious new interpretation. The Cirrus SR20 GTS. Go ahead, indulge yourself. The SR20 GTS provides entry-level luxury into the world of Cirrus, yet at a price that makes indulgence affordable. When friends, family, and business associates experience the versatility, freedom, and sheer fun of flying in your Cirrus, they'll see that it maximizes the most precious commodity of all, time. To learn more, call 888-750-9922. Or check us out on the web at cirrusdesign.com.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Tuesday, April 6th. I'm Paul Plagg. 4 years ago, after the avian flu scare of 2005, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control proposed giving the federal government additional powers to detain sick airline passengers, along with any thought to have been exposed to some diseases. USA Today reports airlines faced mandatory reporting of ill passengers to the CDC and requirements to collect and maintain contact information in case passengers needed to be tracked down later. The airline industry erupted in protests of the costs of the measures, and privacy advocates were not amused either. Now, the Obama administration has reportedly dropped the Bush-era plans to implement the policy. CDC spokeswoman Christine Pearson hints that the Department of Health and Human Services may revisit the idea, but says, quote, "Further revision and reconsideration is necessary to update the regulations," unquote. The city of Plainville, Connecticut has budgeted $77,000 to fund a master plan for Robertson Airport. That's the oldest airport in the state. A federal grant will reportedly cover most of the cost of the planning, which will identify opportunities for improvements and expansion. The plan will be prepared by Clough Harbor & Associates, a consulting firm that helped the city buy the airport back in December for $7.7 million. The Hartford Courant reports the city plans to have Interstate Aviation manage the property, which is intended to be self-supporting without any taxpayer subsidies. Interstate has been managing the facility for 30 years under the prior ownership and is handling it now on an interim basis. Consultants have told the town that improvements, including a new instrument approach, could put the facility in demand for hangar tenants, in contrast to the current situation in which some space goes unused. And finally today, Iowa's Davenport Municipal Airport is getting a facelift. The 60-year-old terminal building has been knocked down to make way for a new building. Roads are being improved, and the city is asking the FAA's help to fund an extension of the runway from 5,500 to 7,000 feet to accommodate business jets and make instrument operations safer. Sandra Barrett, the Davenport operations manager for Carver Aero, observed that the city used to be a major stop for all the political campaigns. But in 2008, many campaign advance personnel checked out the airport, then decided to go elsewhere. City Alderman Gene Meeker told the Quad City Times the old terminal, quote, was really dumpy looking. It looked like a hillbilly airport with an asphalt driveway and a wooden sign. We'll have a new road, new signs, new terminal, and all of a sudden you have a vibrant, active facility to show off, unquote. But while the old terminal building wasn't getting much love, it got some newfound respect when crews demolished it, or more accurately, when they tried to. Meeker says, quote, they tried knocking it down a couple of times with a bucket, but the amount of rebar in there was amazing. It had concrete wall and concrete ceiling. That thing was built like a fortress, unquote. The new building will include a 7,000-square-foot terminal and a 20,000-square-foot hangar. It will cost $3 million to construct. I'm sure it'll be pretty, but let's see how it looks after 60 years of winter snows and summer tornadoes. That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, Kate Hannay of Flyers Rights is back to tell us how the lives of airline passengers will change April 29th and how they won't. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts at iPodder, Podcast Alley, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Platt. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.